So there is a rich experience that everyone has of his or how he belonged to Baba. This life itself is an experience for us. Because
ये जीवन देने वाला
the one who has given this life
कोई व्यक्ति नहीं है.
It is no individual who has there is no religious soul who has given us this life. There is no great soul who has given us this life.
लेकिन ये जीवन
this life is
स्वयं भगवान की देन
is given by God Himself personally.
सर्वशक्तिवान
the one who is almighty, almighty authority, the all-powerful, almighty authority, it's his gift to us, this life. We all say that we are children of Shiv Baba. And Godfather Shiva,
आत्माओं का पिता है.
He is the father of all the souls.
सर्व आत्माओं का पिता है.
He is the father of all the souls.
परमात्मा सर्व आत्माओं का पिता होते हुए भी.
He is a being a father of all the souls.
कोई उनको जानते हैं.
Some know him.
कोई मानते हैं.
Some believe in him.
कोई ना जानते हैं ना मानते.
Some don't believe in him, they don't know him also.
लेकिन जानते नहीं.
Some believe in him, but they don't know him.
हम सभी
and we all
बाबा को जानते भी हैं तो मानते भी.
We all children are so fortunate that we know him and we believe in him.
बाबा को जानकर माना है.
We children have known him and then we have believed in him. We have not just accepted him.
कि बाबा के हम जो बने
as we became babas or belong to baba how we became or how we belong to him everybody has his or her own story of belonging to baba in the same way
बाबा के बनने की
after becoming babas
बहुत ही मैं कहूं सहज रही.
Our life after belonging to him has become very easy.
हमें भगवान को पहचानने में कोई मुश्किलात नहीं हुई.
We did not find it difficult to recognize him very easily.
हमने बाबा को अपना बना लिया.
We made him belong to ourselves and we made Baba belong to us and we became Babas very easily. Why? We made it easy. How it became easy? Because we are kalpas before. We are children from the previous kalpa. We are the same children from the previous kalpa. So it's very easy. Why do Baba's children don't find it difficult? There is some reason behind it. So something touches us from past kalpa. So those who have eaten gulab jamun, so there's always a desire to eat gulab jamun again and again because that we have registered that of that gulab jamun. In the same way,
परमात्मा प्यार का
we have the experience of godly love of
cycle
and being experience of being the child of Baba. That sanskar we have, so we want to taste it again. So that same sanskar, just like there is seed in the, it is embedded in the earth. When it gets sunlight and water, it gets that and then it flowers, it grows. So likewise, we have every kalpa sanskars within us. Okay. So we are also the seed. As soon as we got this company of God, and automatically the godly sanskars emerged. We are the seed, just like earth has a seed. We are also the seed. So we did not become. It was not very difficult to become Babas. We accepted that very easily as soon as we found Baba.
कि तुम सब बच्चे मेरे कल्प पहले वाले बच्चे.
So you are children from the previous kalpa. From every kalpa we are the children.
कल्प पहले वाले हम बाबा के बच्चे हैं.
We are children of the previous kalpa. So
इस कल्प में
so
जब स्मृति दिलाई जाती है.
When we get the awareness that we are kalpa, before children, then naturally we emerge that awareness. So we belong to Baba very easily. Make him belong to us and we belong to him. So this is a very, very, very great fortune. We are the fortune maker's children and we ourselves are fortunate.
अब उसमें भगवान को हम सभी ढूंढ रहे थे. कई बार कहते
हैं वी वर ट्राइंग टू
भगवान ने
फाइंड गॉड
या आपने भगवान को.
सो बाबा यूज्ड टू आस्क टू यू हैव यू फाउंड गॉड और यू वर फाइंडिंग गॉड और डिड गॉड फाइंड यू.
हम ढूंढ नहीं पाए.
But we were not successful in finding him.
बाबा ने
so बाबा फाउंड अस
ढूंढ करके.
And then after finding us, he made us belong to that rosary. He made us a bead of the rosary. So you are the bead of the rosary.
अब हमको उस माला के मोती या मणका बनने के लिए.
So to become the bead of the rosary at confluence age, we are making effort.
उस माला में पिरोने का पुरुषार्थ कर रहे.
We are making the effort to be part of the rosary.
देखा जाए तो बाबा हम बच्चों से कोई ऐसा मुश्किल पुरुषार्थ नहीं.
So if you end up looking also, it's not that he is not making us difficult. Effort. He's very easy effort he makes us. So in very playful manner he is educating us, entertaining us, and very easily whilst entertaining us he's teaching us everything. The method, the way he teaches us, his educational mode means rather. He teaches art of every quality. All the goodness he teaches us. And such elevated sanskars he creates in us. So that sanskars are the basis is making us deities. We are the angels of confluence age and we are deities of the golden age. So what did Baba made us? So Baba made us fly. So you people are just walking or is it that you're flying? Flying means always be light. So enjoy flying. So in our life, so when we became Babas in life, as we belong to Baba, very easily, Baba is making us fly. Baba is the one making us do. We are the ones who are doing, but Baba is making us, Baba is Karan Karavanhar, he is getting things done through us. So how will Baba make us do? Very easily he will do. So he teaches us the method very easily. So any task is not difficult. Since we have become Babas, as the introduction was shared, at a very young age I came. I was 13 years old when I got connected with the organization and I took knowledge. As soon as I got the knowledge of Baba or got the introduction of Baba, there's already a seed in this as sanskar. When you get the atmosphere, automatically it flowers. the seed automatically germinates. So because that seed was there, as automatically that germinated, grew. The first introduction that I got, it was on Shivratri's day. Today's Baba's Murli, no? It was on Shiv Jayantri, Shivratri day it was. It was in 1966, 12th February 1966, and when I got introduced on Shivratri day, there was a program of Shiv Jayantri. In that program I had attended, and that was in Mathura. That was Sri Krishna's birthplace and the city of Sri Krishna, and I got the Gyan in that city.
तो स्टेज पर लेक्चर भाषण के लिए दो दीदियां बैठी
थी. So there were two sisters, didis were sitting on the stage, and one didi was Sudesh Didi. In 1966 that was in Mathura city, and the other didi was Vimla Didi from Agra, Taj Mahal city. As I entered the hall, it was red light, didis were sitting on the stage. It was all, they were all in white clothes, white saris, like angels. As I entered the hall, I saw didis, and as I saw, it was such a deep, profound feeling. If there is any life, it should be like this angelic life. I didn't even knew knowledge then as I entered, but her dress, and they were sitting in yoga, as I saw that, so if I have to make my life, I have to make life like this. So that time I got this thought, and I made a decision that I want to make my life like this as a Brahma Kumari. I didn't know what is Brahma Kumari is. I didn't have knowledge, nothing. But I saw, that's it. That's all I saw. And they were sitting like angels. And I want to become like that. She was so attracted. So, and my journey started from that. And then, after seeing didis, I got very attracted. Then I came to Madhuban. I got a chance to, in 2 months itself, I got a chance to visit Brahma Baba in Madhuban. I became Divana. Divana is a person who's just lost in love. In bhakti, there is Meera who's lost in love of God. By looking at, when I saw Baba, I got lost like Meera. And me, Baba, Baba and only Baba me. I belong to Baba, Baba belongs to me. Whatever Baba tells me, I will just do it. I said to Baba, Baba, I will live here now, or I will start residing here. So Baba told her, you are so small. You are only 13 years old. You are small. I was studying in this ninth grade. So Baba encouraged her to study a little bit more, told her to study some more. And during those days, Baba used to say, in the Murli, Baba used to say, study and then going to come to an end, Vinash, destruction will take place. In the Murli, Baba used to say that. As Baba told him, you study a little bit more and then Baba will keep you. Then she said to Baba, in conversation, in a dialogue, but you're saying, Baba, that destruction is going to take place. If I go to study, you're telling me to study. And if the destruction takes place, then what will I do? Then Baba giggled and laughed with her and said, that Baba will hold the destruction for you. Like how we entertain small children, no? So Baba just said very nicely in a very, you know, jovial manner. I had so much love for Baba. I was very close to Baba. That's the way I had a feeling. I never had a feeling that this is God. He is so big or elevated. How do I talk to Him? How do I meet? Just like I met my Laukik father, my real father, bodily father, I was just chatting away like that with Him. So close I was, so intimate I was with Him. So Baba made me go, and then I studied. I went to study for 1 year, and then I came again in 1968. So from 68 onwards, my dedicated life of 1968 started, and I lived with Baba. When I lived with Baba here in Madhuban, at that time, I made Brahma Baba's food for 3 months. With my own hands, I made food and lunch and dinner, and I had very little knowledge of making food. Once Lachudadi, Brahmani of, there was nobody for making. There was no one, but Lachudadi said there is no one there to make or cook food, and I was sitting next to Baba, and then Baba said, "This child will make." As Baba said that, I listened to what Baba said. I didn't even think, how do I make it? And I don't know how to make it. I don't know how to make. These thoughts never came in my mind. These thoughts never creeped in my mind. So he told Lachudadi, teach this daughter, this bachi, this small child, to cook and make food to Lachudadi. And since then, I started making Brahma Baba's food. I made the food. I got a chance to live with Brahma Baba. In the morning, I used to go to the room, Baba's room, and just attached to that was kitchen. Now that kitchen is removed. It's scrapped, that kitchen. So we were making in that kitchen only, and then we used to feed Baba, and then we used to talk and chat with her. Baba is everything for me. So whatever Baba says, we used to do. Whatever Baba said, and then whatever Dadi said later on, in my life, I never said no. Whatever they said, I was very obedient. As Baba said, we kept doing whatever was told to us. So that what we experienced is that by in this process, that we never used to say no, then we automatically got lift upon being obedient. We got so much blessings and so much of love by being obedient. When moment we say, I don't know this, or we are cribbing, we don't get a chance then. But if you say, the seniors tell you to do it, and you do it, means you do it. So from that, my progress started because of, yes, I kept saying Haji. So I got a lot of love from Baba, I got a lot of love from Dadis. Whatever work was there of Dadis in the Yajna, whatever work there was of the Yajna, Baba used to always call me, Prabha, come, get this done. Dadi, whatever Dadi told, I used to do. And she used to say, yes, Dadi, whatever you say. And I got the kitchen service of cooking food, of making Brahma Bhojan. All this to share, to feed everybody, cook food, and all these duties I got. Later on, all the departments got expanded. Before that, in during those days, there were not so many departments in Pandav Bhavan the way it is today. They used to call me for service in Madhuban. So Baba made me belong to him, helped me, cooked me, he taught me how to make food, and filled me with full enthusiasm. Baba asked, I said, Baba, I want to live with you. Baba asked her, do you know how to make toli? So I said, no, Baba, I don't know how to make. If you don't know how to make toli, and you will live in the center, students will come. How will you make Baba's bhog? What are you going to feed the Baba's children? So Baba gave me that blessing. I started making toli also since that day. There is no toli that I don't know on the planet Earth. I know every toli that to me, how to make. I made toli, I fed dadi, I fed everyone. Whatever there was service of the bandara, I did that lovefully. So Baba gave me that blessing of making food, of cooking food, of Brahma Bhojan. And that this became the means for me to all the time interact with Brahma Baba. The service. His stage, Brahma Baba's stage was Karmatit. In 1968, September, October, November, and I left in the month of December to another center. Baba became avyakt in January. I came to Madhuban after 2 months. And since then, I became surrendered in Madhuban. Become a yogi, become a knowledgeful soul. All the vices, lust, anger, greed, there's all around in the world. So by doing yoga and finish all your sins and make it golden age. All are influenced by the five vices today. By doing yoga, finish your sins and create heaven. The thirst of every birth by becoming pure. Quench your thirst for every birth and at conference age, God Shiva says this secret. He shares the secret. You are a eternal soul and listen to me. At the confluence age, Shri Baba says one secret, that you are a eternal soul, and listen to my words. Peace, happiness, fill your apron with peace and happiness. Be a yogi, be a knowledgeful soul, and this is a lovely life. Yogi life is a lovely life. He has come from Paramdham and taken the Brahma Baba's body and give us liberation and liberation in life. Shiva has come from Paramdham, taken the body of Brahma and come to give us liberation and liberation in life. So now we have to move towards that Paramdham and towards the home. We have to go back home, and this is the essence of knowledge. Be a yogi, be a knowledgeful soul, and this is a yogi. Yogi life is so lovely. This is a lovely life of yogi. So like this, We came in Baba's service. This is the way I came. I didn't make any effort. Baba's love taught me everything. I didn't know how to do yoga. I just used to see Baba, that's it. By seeing Baba, automatically I was in yoga. Just Baba, Baba and Baba. There is no other thing at all. So much of love. So much of love I had, passionate love. Then Baba became avyakt. Then I came here. I lived with Baba, with Dadis for 3 years. I had a lot of love and a lot of respect, and I received a lot of respect from Dadi. I didn't become knowledge. It was the love that made me what I am today. It's not the knowledge that made me what I am today. So Dadi's love we got because when do we receive love from anyone? So whenever task has been given and you very willingly do it and out of love you do it. So in my life I just did that. And with this one aim, whatever people say, I just say Haji and I kept going. I say yes, I will do it. And whatever Baba made me do service, I always did yes. When I said yes in any task, yeah, automatically that is filled with Baba's power. We get the power then accordingly by doing that task. And Baba automatically teaches, you know, in the process. But the moment I say, I don't know how to do this task, and elder seniors are saying, do it, and we say, I can't do it, then it finishes then and there. We can't proceed any further. But so if you show the willingness that, okay, you tell me, educate me, guide me, mentor me, coach me, and then I will move forward. So Dadi used to teach us how to do it, and I reached to this destination. I just said yes, yes, yes for every single time. So Baba's love made me belong to Him. It was not the knowledge that made me belong to Baba. It was love of Baba. And then Baba gets His work done, and Baba makes things done, and Baba is giving us the power. Baba gives us this yukti, method, tact. If Baba was not there, then all this tact, method, I could never learn, nothing we could have learned. What would we be? We are like in a transparent house of Baba. This is Shish Mahal, is like a glass house. So where we would be in the world? Today we are in the transparent house of God, glass house of God. Baba made me belong to Him, and then God Himself touched myself, and Om Shanti. Your experience was so beautiful, Didi. If you have any questions, please feel free to take the mic and ask. If you have any questions. So when you first time came to Madhuban, it was in 1966, and then you came in 1968. So even between the 66 and 68, I came 4 times. So when Baba became avyakt, did you were here? And she says, no, I was not here. Just in month of September, October, November, she was there in Madhuban in 1968. What was the difference between 1968 when you saw him and before that? What was the difference between the two? Brahma Baba's karmatit stage, I was able to see. But even Baba used to see very detached. I used to see Baba very detached. Like an angel, somebody's flying, you know. That kind of feeling I used to get. Baba was not interested in any mundane, worldly things. Baba was in his own intoxication. Baba used to love us a lot. We used to ask Baba, Baba, would you eat this? Would you like to take this? Baba used to talk everything. Baba used to like to eat this, I want to do this. But even while doing that, he was very detached. What was the daily timetable of Brahma Baba? He's saying this as our din. Baba used to get up at 3:30. This was the timetable. Baba used to get up early. 3:30 we used to see him get up. That time only Baba used to sit at in history hall. Baba used to come at 4 o'clock and he used to conduct meditation. And then it started Amrit Vela. Before we used to make our own efforts. Some used to get used to 2, some used to sit 3. So Baba streamlined it at 4 o'clock. And in the room they used to make effort. But when Bab, just before he became Avyakt, he went to subtle regions. He ascended to touch the regions. Before that, this was streamlined, that 4 o'clock meditation he used to come. So after he became Avyakt, you came and lived with Dadis. So this transition between, and Dadis took over this transition, and especially Dadi Prakashmani and Manmuni Didi, and they were the ones who were managing the yagya. There were a lot of challenges in front of them. So amongst all of them, they too were selected. They must have had a lot of selected. So they were in the seat of Brahma Baba. So in front of Dadis, what situations? How did they win the hearts of everyone? They were seated in the place of Brahma Baba, and not others did not sit, only they were sitting. How did they win the hearts? That's the question. So when Mama became Avyakt, Didi Manmohan was very right hand of Brahma Baba. She always lived with Brahma Baba, Didi Manmohini. My connection was Didi Manmohini Didi a lot. In the beginning, Dadi Prakashmani used to live in Bombay. But after he became Avyakt, Dadi Prakashmani came from Bombay. When he was on tours, Dadi Manmohini was, Didi was on a tour when Baba became Avyakt. So it was my childhood days. I used to love Didi a lot. Whatever I had, I used to go and talk to Didi. Even when I was with Baba, when I was with Brahma Baba, even I used to talk to Didi a lot. I was close more to Didi Manmohini than Dadi Prakashmani. See, me and Dadi Prakashmani used to live in the same room. But I was not that close to Dadi Prakashmani. I was more close to Didi. And Didi used to travel somewhere, and I cried a lot because she was traveling somewhere outside. What will I do if you're leaving, Didi? It was childhood days and during those days, no? Because they were going. So Didi said, "Take care of my small child." It's because I was crying a lot, so Didi said to Prakashmani, "Please take care of him very well, my child." So Dadi then started loving me a lot. Then took care of. And then I started becoming close to her as well. Both Didi and Dadi I used to love a lot. I was very close, then I became to both of them. So do you all want to ask anything? Please feel free, comfortable. This is just a very, yeah, you all can write it down and ask and give it to me. You say, Didi, that you had a great, deep, profound relationship with Didi. So we say that she has a very good power of discrimination. Didi Manmohini Didi was discrimination. So do you have any special experience with that, with Didi? Manmohini Didi, that time, anything used to happen, any issue, I used to go and share it very easily to open my heart to Didi. I never had a feeling that I should not talk to her or should not share. How you talk to your mother? So she was like that.
बात होती थी ना तो दीदी मेरे को पूछती थी तो मैं सुना देती एक बार की बात है
दीदी एंड वन इंस्टेंस आई रिमेम्बर इट वाज जस्ट अ वेरी लाइट आई वाज डूइंग सर्विस वी वर मेकिंग रोटीज रोलिंग चपातीज Everybody had duties, and I was doing this chapati rolling. So one brother was roasting, baking the roti. So there was one particular thing. So we some talk happened, and then we started laughing loud. We laughed a lot. We were very happy during we were roasting and we were making. So then Didi asked the whole news what happened. Very easily I shared the whole news. So I said to Didi, Didi, today it was very much fun. We had a lot of fun. We laughed a lot. We did this while strolling. And then Didi very, with a lot of love gave education that, you know, you are becoming deities. So deities don't laugh so much, you know. They don't laugh so loud. So do deities laugh so loud? They just smile. So she said yes, but then we laughed loud. So since that time, never I have to laugh loudly. I will always smile, but I never from that life, that day life, from that education, that I never laugh loudly. So every single thing Didi used to teach us. And this also, same thing, even Dadi trained us in the same way. small things, Dadi practically, how we have to have some manners, how to sit, how to get up, how to walk, how to eat. Small things. I was very small. I used to just walk very quickly. There was too much noise of the slippers as well. So Didi used to say, do you know how they walk, the deities? They are like angels. So when they walk, like angels they walk. They don't make noise. So I learned how to walk. So when we walk now also, our slippers don't make noise. How to eat, how to drink, how to... Basically all the mannerisms, etiquette. Every little thing they taught us. So Dadis were teachers, but they were equal like mother also. And they used to, with lot of love, they used to teach us. I'm telling you about Didi now, she's saying. So we used to go to good night, say good night to Didi. So we were having papaya. I used not like papaya. I used to go to Didi at night, but Didi used to give me papaya. I never used to like papaya. We were children, no? I don't like papita, Didi. So I used to sit outside the room. I have let her finish her papaya and then I will go outside. So Didi came to know that she is sitting outside the like papaya and then she will enter. So what she used to do, Didi was very smart. She used to take out little share of hers in a small cup and she used to keep in a bowl. And when I went to see Didi, the small child Prabha has come. You give her the bowl of papaya. I couldn't say no that time. So we used to eat papaya also. So much love they used to feed us. So we learned everything with love. How to eat, how to walk, how to talk, how to sit. And only Didi taught us all this etiquette. So Brahma Baba used to love you a lot, Didi. What is it that you had a special quality? You must be having some quality, Baba must be seeing. What kind of, which quality you have, Baba saw inside you that he loved you so much and he paid so much attention on you. So what is the special quality? I just shared, no, one thing. I never said no to anything. I always used to say yes. So that I just shared now with you. So that was one thing. Naturally it is that whoever says yes, naturally they will get more response. And we used to love Baba so much. There's no question of saying no to him. So the part of Haji, never say no. And Dadi and even Mama used to say the order of Baba is, and we just have to do it. Hukum e hukum chala raha hai. The order of Baba is being shared. So we never say no. And even to date, my thought never, I never get a thought afterwards. Even I personally met to Avyak Bap Dada, Allah personally, Baba gave me a blessing that you are very thoughtless. You don't get, you're very light. You don't think so much. Whatever you do, you do. And the thing is just over. So I always remember, even now as nowadays some situations come, Baba always used to say me a thoughtless. So even if I get a thought like that, even little bit nowadays, I never get any thought, but even if I get sometimes, I just remember the blessing that Baba gave me, that you are thoughtless, you know. Whatever Baba says, I just do it. No need to think so much. So one is thoughtlessness, and the two qualities that you had, Didi, is yes, I used to say always yes, and the other thing is that I never used to apply my too much of thinking to anything or my mind to it. Your experience with Brahma Baba, Didi, what share some three experiences with Brahma Baba, Didi? How you got current or power from Baba? Something unique experience? Some during that those days, you know what it was, that our childhoodness, our child, we had childhood. It was our child days. We were young children that time. So because we were children, it was just children and father loving. So it wasn't the case that he's God and I'm loving. So just as you love in today's, but Baba's attraction was so much automatically. We were like a magnet. We were getting pulled, and we used to just love. We used to love, and that love itself wasn't. We used to make effort. There was this alaukikta, divineness in Baba. That was the attraction, the divineness of Baba. Anybody saw Brahma Baba, no? They used to just fall flat on him and just be to fall in love with him. So when Brahma Baba was there, so when, you know, a lot of, she's asking the question, when somebody is coming and he used to go and come, Baba, Shri Baba used to come. So she's saying, I never used to think who is coming. We never used to separate. We used to just think it's just Brahma Baba, it's Bap Dada. So we used to feel separate as far as Gulzar Dadi is concerned. But when Brahma Baba was there, no, there was no separate. It was always that... Gulzar Dadi's was a temporary chariot, but it was a permanent chariot for always. He was present in Brahma Baba, Vishnu Baba, so always was one. But for Dadi Gulzar, he used to come. I never saw anybody like Brahma Baba to date. His personality, his persona, nobody was like Brahma Baba. He was number one soul. So when you do yoga, Didi, so when you in subtle, so do you in yoga, do you connect with Brahma Baba in Brahma Baba in subtle regions? How do you do yoga, basically she's asking? How do you connect with in subtle regions? How do you connect with Brahma Baba, Didi? I don't go to sukshma in subtle regions. I always see Brahma Baba in front of me. He's always with me. I have to go from here to all the way subtle regions and see him and visualize. I don't do all that, she says. He's always with me. I'm always combined with him. So I always experience that. And this experience that I have, even that experience I'll share. How? Why do I have this experience which I'm sharing with you? He became me all the time. When Baba became avyakt, as soon as he became avyakt, मैं आई वॉज नॉट हियर व्हेन ही बिकेम अव्यक्त जस्ट 20 डेज बिफोर आई वेंट अवे टू अ सेंटर आई डिडंट हैव टू गो टू दिस दैट सेंटर बिकॉज आई यूज टू मेक फूड फॉर दीदी आई नेवर यूज आई डिडंट हैव टू गो माय टीचर took me compulsory that I have to go with him. So Baba, the teacher told her that I have work, so I will take her there. So she said to Brahma Baba, I don't want to go, I want to live with you. But with force I went. And when I went, that place, that center, and when Brahma Baba became avyakt, I always getting thought that, oh, I have been separated from Baba. I was separated from Baba. And then Baba has gone. This thought was coming. This feeling I got. During those days, Baba used to say one word in the Murli, that those who have, with you know, yoga, they are always with Baba in the Murli. Because I didn't want it to go, so they took me with force to that center. I didn't have a choice but to cry. And I was a child, so I was crying a lot. That time it was Brijmohan Bhai and Chachi Ji, that means. Don't take her if Brahma Baba said to the Brijmohan Bhai, but they forced a little bit to go. Then Baba didn't say anything. Then I started crying. Then Brijmohan told him, why you're crying as if you're not going to come again to meet Brahma Baba. And then I told her impulsively, I don't know about this body. Destruction will take place. One thing that was in my intellect, stayed in my intellect, was that the destruction will take place. So I told, how will I come in case the destruction will take place? So because of that thought, I told Brijmohan Bhai. And when Baba became avyakt, then Baba used to say during the time of destruction, whose yoga is there, they will be with me. So that felt as if I didn't have yoga, that's the reason I was not there. If my yoga was there, I would not have been separated from him. I would be with Baba. And I used to think of this thought, I used to cry. I didn't have yoga, so I was separated from Baba. I used to think and I used to cry. So, and I cried, and then I just sat on my bed. Then Baba came next to me and caressed my head. Then just like Baba was in physical, like Sakar, Baba kept his hand on my and said to me, where have I gone? I'm with you. You're not separated from me. I'm combined with you. I'm with you. Why you are thinking like this? Till in my intellect this thought, till in my mind this thought never went that, you know, Baba is with me. So this thought very much stayed in my head after I got this experience of Baba. Baba caressed my head. This stayed in my intellect. So I became confident about that. Then I know that Baba was with me. I have this feeling in subtlety that Baba is with me. So that experience stayed with me. That's the reason I'm thinking always, he's always with me, because of that experience. Slept on the bed and he put, it's not that I have to travel, go there and all that. He's just here with me. I mean, very much live and practical, existing. So whoever saw Brahma Baba, those who lived, she's asking, those who were around Brahma Baba, all the dadis, I'm sure that dadis have the same experience. Even in Bangalore, even Dadi Hriday Pushpa in Bangalore, they all share the same experience that Baba is with me. So because of that, they don't have to do so much of work. They have to travel and go all the way there. Baba is with me. Finished. It's as simple as that. This stage is first. I am a child of God. Like we repeat these thoughts, no, in meditation. It's not I to repeat that thought. He's my companion, you know, he's with me. What is there to repeat in this exercise? So somebody wants to ask, let's use the mic. So she's asking in the microphone. On. Okay.
Om Shanti. Abhi do din se hum
since I've come for three weeks in service, I'm automatically getting answers to my questions. And whenever there's a class, I come running here and we take the experience from you. You just shared recently, I became through love. You know, my all burden inside, something in my heart, it has become light in the moment you said that. You know, Dadi Jan ki, we are very inspired by Dadi Jan ki, and Dadi read a lot of Murlis. And we are not able to cope with so much work, and we don't understand knowledge so well, and we don't share the knowledge as much as Dadi Janki did. But just because very easily you shared this thought in my mind that with love I became Baba's, through what is your effort that time? Love you had, it's fine. But you are always saying that with love you became. So what is the difference? She's asking. Whatever Baba shares in the Murli, we are always listening. But yoga is an experience. See, whatever you are giving educated, that is in the Murli. But when you are talking about an experience, he is there in front of you, with you. So he just explains in a little bit more detail, he clarifies certain topics, certain issues. So effort is always based on education. But the experience is when I live with him, when I'm always with him. So that is an experience of yoga. So she was asking the difference between the two. So we have to incorporate that in our life. We have to execute those teachings in our life. We have to bring those teachings in our life. Those teachings have to become part of it. Love is separate. That is experience. So everybody has to become Karmati Didi now. So everybody has to become complete now. So now, what is your effort as of today towards becoming Karmatis? What is your effort these days? What is your inside effort that you are doing? I have only made one thought that I don't want to think so much. Whatever Baba wants me to do, I'm just getting that done. Karan Karavan Har is the one who's doing everything. I'm just an instrument. Let him work through me. I'm like a channel. Let it, you know, flow through me. So I'm not thinking so much. And then, you know, through this process, not too much of thinking. There is no waste in my head, in my mind. I have to do this, I have to do that, shall I do or not? I'm never in two minds. I never get into that state of mind. I have to do this, Baba says that, and I have to just execute it. And what Baba did? Baba said it means I have to do it. There's no so much to think. And whatever has Baba has said, you have to do it. There is no excuse that you should not do. And when we are doing also, we don't think how it will be done. Automatically it automatically manifests in a way. He's saying, no task was difficult for me. It manifests automatically. We want to go in the golden age, in the future. What kind of feeling you have for Satyug, for the golden age? What feeling you have? Now that we have to go there, what kind of feeling you have? Whatever Baba makes us become over there, we do. But whatever Baba is telling you currently, let's do that. I don't have any thought that I will become eight. So wherever Baba makes me sit somewhere, whatever Baba is telling me presently, I do that. So this is my always been effort to be in the present, to be in the now. And whatever we get in the future, we will get that in any case. So, but just to be so ambitious about the fact that eight, I have to be in the bead of rosary and all that, I never create all that thoughts. Whatever work I have to do, whatever task I have to do, and wherever Baba makes me sit, Baba knows everything. as per my capability, Baba will make me sit where I'm supposed to sit. And the last question is,
Didi, जो ये question बाबा का कि है, बाबा करा रहे
हैं. This particular aspect that Baba is the one who is getting it done. Some people are doing by their own dictates, and they say that Baba is the one who is getting the. You know, some there are a lot of conflicts in the centers with the thought that actually it's not. It is there to their own. They are doing their through things through their own dictates. But they say Baba is the one who is getting done. So what is it that Baba gets it done? So Baba is not the one who is going to get all the wrong things done through you. We have a feeling inside that I am doing based on the Srimat, the elevated direction. And Baba will never make you do other wrong things, right? Baba has given us some direction, some discipline. So that I am going to execute. That is what I am going to do. So other altered things, wrong things, Baba will never make it do. Whatever will be in, somebody has a truth inside, no? So other person will not doubt the other person, you know. So other person who is doing something, like for example, some people do the, you know, wrong things. You get the feeling that this is, you are saying that Baba is the one, so there is a mixed charity between the two. Baba is, you are saying that Baba is getting it done. And on the other hand, it's your own thought on your own dictates you are following. So across the person, you will never get a doubt. She's saying the touchstone is that the person will automatically, he will not get a doubt. The person who's across him, like a teacher is there, a student is there, so that nobody will doubt that thing. And also if it's your own dictates, na, that person will never get success in it. You will see that. So Srimat is one, there is unity on all that. Unity is also a touchstone. If I have an elevated thought, if my thought is waste, inside you that doubt will be created, some waste will be created. So as of my thought is, that's the influence in the other person across. So thank you so much, Didi, for such a wonderful experience with the Dadis and with Madhuban, the experience of Madhuban, experience with Dadis and with Baba. Thank you so much, Didi.